I'd like to invite you to walk out into the pasture with me for a moment. Because horses know something about anxiety and tranquility that you also know, but may have forgotten. As we stand here observing a herd from the distance, I'd like to tell you a story about my heart horse, Rainbow. Rainbow was a 1,200-pound nervous ball of energy a lot of the time. There were two exceptions: when I was with him and when his friend Freckles was by his side. If one, the other, or both of us were there, he could be as steady as a rock. Years ago, I went on a local trail ride. This ride was a neighborly chaos kind of event. Probably 30 to 40 horses and riders going about 15 miles or so. And at the end of the day, we would have this big barbecue. On this particular year's ride, there was a mule. Rainbow had never been around a mule before, and we all know mules make a very unique noise. All was fine until that mule brayed. While we were all stopped at this little one-at-a-time creek crossing, Rainbow lost it. I felt his whole being crumble underneath me and shatter into a million vibrating pieces, which all felt like they were going in different directions. No other horse even broke their bored stare at the horses in front of them. Only my horse was losing it. Freckles was right there next to him. I was on top of him, both his security blankets firmly in place, and it was still not enough to compensate for that mule's noisiness. Until he tuned back into our energy, I stayed calm. Not that I have to close my eyes and breathe calm, and not the I'm going to pet you until you're calm, calm. I just stayed calm. So did Freckles. But I swear she did roll her eyes at him like, seriously? It's a mule. Stop. You're embarrassing me. Within a few moments, Rainbow calmed. All the shattered pieces of his energy melded back together underneath me. They were still vibrating, but they were now under his steady control again. I was in my 20s when this happened. I hadn't taken any Gestalt classes. I didn't know hypnosis. I hadn't gained a stress management certification. I was just a girl on a big horse with the equine equivalent of an untreated anxiety disorder and undiagnosed ADHD. And I knew if I shattered with him, we were both going to get hurt. I knew because I'd made that choice a time or two, and it wasn't a good outcome. This wasn't a chosen calm. It was a learned through experience calm. It was a lesson in how energy is echoed, both anxiety and tranquility. Horses are master teachers of this lesson. Now, let's return to the pasture and the herd in front of us. If you observe, you'll notice everyone is calm and eating. One horse is maybe a little more vigilant than the others, noting our presence with an ear flick or even a head raise. Horses are nervous system mirrors, not mind readers. They don't listen to your words. They listen to your energy broadcast. A horse does not judge your anxiety. They read it. They respond to it. They echo it back so you can see what you're sending out. If we were to run over there to the herd, arms flapping, all crazy, everyone would raise their heads and tails and lift to their feet and move. If three ran off and the rest stayed because they know human craziness and have learned sometimes it comes with rewards, those three would return. It all depends on how we choose to approach and how they, as a group, choose to respond. A little while back, I obtained a new certification in stress management. I've had it drilled into me over the past few decades that stress will kill me, and I expected the certification to teach me and also help my clients to dissipate stress effectively. What the class taught me was that I already had all the skills I needed to handle the stress in my life beautifully. I just needed some direction on how to do it better, and in a way that I could move through it quickly and come out the other side stronger for the experience. Stress is inevitable, and its circumstances are not often controllable. The anxiety we manifest during stress is the real X factor, because we do have a measure of control over that. I thought back to Rainbow and the mule. The true lesson of that day came back to me in a rush. A real-life witnessing of what I just learned in theory played out for me in practice. The mule was the stressor. Rainbow had zero control over that mule being on the ride. It was there and it made that awful, terrifying noise. He shattered. But then the magic happened. Because Freckles and I remained calm, he returned to himself. He chose to tune into our frequency versus the chaos frequency, which would have had a whole different outcome for both of us. How often in life do we see this in our workplaces, in our families, heck, even in department stores and ticket lines, and well, everywhere and anywhere humans gather? The collective also speaks energetically through social media, TV, podcasts, and we have a choice. We can tune into the anxiety broadcast and let it shatter us, or we can search for and tune into the frequency that both brings to us and echoes through us happiness and peace. And if you can't find that frequency, maybe you have to open a new channel yourself and broadcast it out into the world. That is what being a self-made happier is all about. Thank you for hanging out with me today. I'll see you in the next episode.